How much damage can a grain of sand create? The damage a grain of sand can create depends on where it is. A grain of sand in your shoe may go completely unnoticed, but if you get a grain of sand in your eye, you'll soon know about it. Sometimes, a false belief or perception about ourselves can get lodged so deeply in our subconscious mind that we may not even be aware of it for years. Like stalagmites and stalactites, it grows bigger over a long period of time as every life experience drips and calcifies around the grain of sand. We literally attract circumstances in life that reflect our belief, which we interpret as evidence that this is a part of our character. How many times do people say, "That's just the way I am," when actually all they are doing is confirming a false belief about themselves? Like stalactites, our false beliefs can grow gently, one drip at a time. They may not be visible for many years, and then one day you realise something is seriously wrong with your life. Your confidence has hit rock bottom. Your self-belief is in tatters. Dislodging false beliefs can be painful because they have become so much a part of who we believe ourselves to be. Without this underlying belief, we have to question everything about ourselves. For many, this can be scary because it is unknown. Who would we be without this firmly held belief? Be the me you were created to be. Quote, "It is only by a change of consciousness, by actually changing your concept of yourself, that you can build more stately mansions, the manifestations of higher and higher concepts." Neville Goddard, The Power of Awareness. As I mentioned in last week's blog post, I had a one-to-one coaching session with a wonderful lady called Jackie Tweedy last week, who enabled me to release my metaphorical grain of sand. As I have reflected over this week, I can now clearly see how my false belief, my grain of sand, has played out in every relationship and action in my life. Self-discovery is like peeling away the layers of an onion. You can get to the centre, but you have to peel away the outer layers first. Yet the universe never asks us to peel away more layers than we are ready for. It's now been 9 days since I faced and released my false belief, and things are already happening that I could never have predicted. By letting go, I've created the space for new beliefs and positive energy to flow in. I can trust the magnificent energy within me to help me use my gifts, personal experiences and knowledge to enable others to dislodge the false beliefs or grains of sand in their own lives. If you lack confidence and self-belief, if you find yourself being a martyr or disrespected, then the first and only place to look for the answers is within yourself. What beliefs are you holding about yourself that are attracting these experiences to you? Change takes courage. Quote, "You must turn from the objective appearance of things to the subjective centre of things, your consciousness, if you truly desire to know the cause of the phenomena of life, and how to use this knowledge to realise your fondest dreams." Neville Goddard, The Power of Awareness. I was listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer's The Power of Intention this week, where he tells a funny anecdote about losing his keys one night in the house during a power failure. After realising he could not find them in the dark, he decided to look outside where the streetlight was still on. A neighbour came to help, and the two of them searched and searched the ground under the streetlight. Eventually the neighbour asked where Wayne had dropped the keys, and he replied, "In the house." Rather astonished, the neighbour asked why he was looking outside if he dropped the keys inside. "Because," he sensibly explained, "there is light out here." It's an amusing story that illustrates the futility of looking outside when the things you are searching for are inside. To change your life, you need to think differently, creatively, and open your mind to new ideas. Creative mindfulness is a fantastic way to step into your own heart and mind and discover false perceptions that may be holding you back, reveal your passions and purpose, and change the way you look at things. As you gain confidence and belief in yourself again, you can make clearer decisions that will alter your future. We need to believe ourselves and love ourselves from the inside out.